This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So Arjun's with us, and we're talking about solar power, and had a couple of questions. And the bottom line is, you get less power than you think you're going to get. And power equals electricity in that description. But, Gwyneth, you were talking about your thoughts?
Yes. I haven't paid an electrical bill in 10 years. Which has been a financial advantage to me, but it's like that I paid $10,000 back in the day up front and haven't paid a power bill since. So I'm, you know, I would say that there has been a financial advantage there, especially given that there's been a real spike in electrical prices here in Australia. Over the last year or two, it doesn't affect me at all because I don't pay electrical bills because I'm off-grid. And that is a really, really good reason to get an off-grid system, you know, because it's an insurance policy. It insulates you from things like spikes in electrical bills. But you've got to be aware that it, you've got to have a certain degree of knowledge to run the thing. Like now and again, I have one of my nickel iron cells fail, and I have to go in there and I have to get rid of the old electrolyte. And I have to flush it out. I have to make up new electrolyte. I have a stash of electrolyte crystals, which are the potassium hydroxide. And I have to store the potassium hydroxide crystals safely because if they get damp, then it's what's called strongly exothermic, which means it'll catch fire. If I don't look after them properly. So I look after them, and they're quite safe. But I have to make up the new electrolyte, and I have to, rejuvenate the nickel iron cell. And that happens from time to time. And I have to monitor, I have to keep an eye on the levels, and I have to, make sure that I have a couple of charge controllers on hand in case I have a charge controller failure. Sometimes the charge controller burns out and, all of these things because there's nobody there to help me. I have to know what I'm doing myself and I have to know how to work safely, which is all the same rules of working on any electrical system. So it's a lot of learning, but I'm better off for it because I'm not reliant on the grid. And the grid, and I did this because I knew that the grid was going to have massive problems. I knew this 10 years ago, that the grid was going to have massive problems, and I did not want to be connected to it because I could see the problems coming 10 years ago. So that's why I got off grid at that time.
So, Arjun, I can, if you have another question, I can try to answer that. But we've got Greg on hold, and I have a feeling he wants to contribute to helping you with some answers. Do you have additional questions, or do you want me to put you on hold so you can hear what Greg has to say?
Thank you, Vincent. And that's all I have for today. And I will let Greg come on, and I will listen over the radio.
Okay, very good. So, all right, Arjun, thank you so much. Greg will be weighing in just a second. I'm going to put Arjun on hold. Arjun is on hold. And Greg, your thoughts?
Yeah, batteries. That's the biggest Achilles heel in power, in being off grid. And it's one of the things that they don't have an answer for their new way of getting rid of the coal-fired power plants, depending on solar and wind. If you don't have a place to store it, and they don't have a solution for that yet, then when the sun goes down, so does the power. But I wanted to make some comments on batteries, because back, you know, they used to make these Ma Bell batteries. And let me tell you, some of those batteries are still in use today. They're 50 years old. They were made to last. You cannot find a battery that's made to last like the Ma Bell battery was. In fact, the sheriff's department in Utah here in Miller County has been using those batteries for 50 years. But they were made to last. One of the biggest mistakes people make with batteries and battery banks is not getting a big enough battery bank, but also if they live in a climate where it freezes and they draw the batteries down below a certain percent according to the temperature, the battery freezes, is damaged, and from that point on is no good. It's good for nothing except maybe recycling the lead. Are there ways to get around that? Yes, there are, but you still, recycling your batteries like that is not the greatest thing on the batteries. That's why your comment on having a large battery bank is just right on target. You could build yourself a root cellar so that it never falls to freezing, and put your battery bank there for storage. And I suggest that if you live in a freezing climate, because you lose your bank and you're out completely off grid. Guess what? You don't have power at night. And if you've got some heat strips that protect your pipes from freezing, they freeze. It just opens up a whole host of problems. But you're your own power company. You are your own power company. You have to know what's going on. You have to see that there's a storm coming. And now they're talking about dimming the planet, you know, blocking the sunlight, which does not make any sense if they want to go solar. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, you mentioned a very important point. So dimming the planet. Remember the name Dane Wigington class? He's a USA Prepared senior instructor. We have very few senior instructors, but he's one of them. And he built a solar array many years ago. He was on the cover of a solar power magazine. And I asked him, so Dane, how'd you get involved in this? And he said, well, you know, I built this array, everything's working great. And all of a sudden, less and less current was being delivered by the solar panels. He wanted to know why. And he found out why. And the result is geoengineeringwatch.org. They're spraying the skies. They're dimming the planet. They are dimming the planet so his solar array and everyone else's isn't working up to its full potential, including Arjun's, because of the spraying of the skies to occlude the sunlight. It's exactly right. So he was one of the first guys to figure it out because he had one of the early solar systems. The rest of us, you know, looked at the sky and said, boy, it's not as bright as it used to be. But you got to be old enough to remember what it used to be like. So the government, with the aid of the military, has been spraying and including the sky, so none of our solar systems is going to work as well as it could. So the manufacturers say, yeah, this can produce 200 watts per solar panel, but that's under ideal conditions, which you are not going to see. Greg, did I say anything in the discussion that you disagree with regarding battery banks, solar charge controllers, solar array mounts? Did I say anything that you disagree with based on your firsthand experiences?
You are 100% correct on all, as far as I'm concerned. And all it takes is one good volcano somewhere, and guess what? The planet's going to dim itself. And with what they've been doing to the atmosphere, we're headed for trouble. The sun will, and I've heard the term, the sun will refuse to give its light. And what's that going to spell for us? I shudder at that thought, and that's scripture.
The bottom line to all this is, salesmen sell things that sometimes is difficult to deliver and install. Okay. When I was working with Burton, California, back in 1980, some of our competitors would make these claims that were just beyond belief. And my response back in 1980, 42 years ago, was it's easy to sell something you don't have. It's just impossible to install it. It's easy to sell something that you don't have. It's just impossible to install something that you don't have. So when companies make claims, you find
like
out...
battery restoration?
Yeah. Yeah, battery restoration, output of solar panels, charge, depth of discharge. You know, I've read that, heck, you can take a lithium ion battery bank down to zero, no charge, and it won't hurt it. I don't believe it for an iota, not for a millisecond. I believe it permanently damages it at some level. What level, I don't know, but I don't believe you can bring a person back to life and have no ill effects. I don't believe you can do it with a battery either.
Well, think about the fires that we've been having, too. Those were unexpected results of battery failures.
Right. So, as Bert talked about yesterday, Bert talked about a little scooter. A little scooter battery being charged in an apartment building in New York City set the building on fire. A little
one. That's one.
And we're not talking about a big one. We're talking about one, size of two jars of vitamins. That's what we're talking about.
That's the reason I suggest putting your battery bank away from your any living quarters, anything that you don't want destroyed. A root cellar would be good because, you're not going to take anything out with it just other than your bank.
It's an underground compartment, underground vault with a lid.
People putting them in their closets. I really don't want to breathe the gas. And if it ignites, the house is gone. Especially if you're
away
from the... Away from a fire station.
I pioneered and prototyped a venting system. I think is one of a kind in the country. It's an old design. It's just I've never seen anybody use it in battery venting. It's real simple.
Let's talk solar on Friday, and I'd like to hear about it.
Okay, all right. I'll share those thoughts on Friday. Greg, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. I'll listen in.
Okay. That's Greg Lesher, USA Prepares Instructor, Friday, hour number one. Gwyneth, we were talking about... commercial break. We were talking about subliminal cuts. Let's get back into subliminal cuts, subliminal messages, and the ultimate swaying an election, well, a C-election, with subliminal messaging. I keep wondering, is it possible that there are that many people that are that dumb in the United States? Is it really possible, or have they been brainwashed?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, the video that I watched, the movie from Canada, 1981, was called The Agency, and it was about subliminal messaging. And the real main message was it can be used to influence behavior, influence what you buy, influence maybe a senatorial or a presidential election or selection or all the above. So, Gwyneth, what are your thoughts?
Okay. My thoughts... I'm going to go on a bit of a tangent, but I assure you that it ties in, okay? I've been re-educating Lily, my horse, and one thing that I've been doing is I've been downloading sound clips off the internet of things that a horse really, really hates to hear. Blaring sirens, air raid sirens, police sirens, vicious barking dogs, truck, air brakes, beeping sounds, you know, the reversing beep, 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 beep sounds, anything that I know will freak a horse out. And what I've been doing is I've been putting that onto a battery-powered speaker system, taking it down to the horse paddock, and using it to train my horse not to be frightened of these sounds. Now, what I'm doing is I'm manipulating her psychology so that when she hears something that by nature ought to completely freak her out, that it no longer completely freaks her out and she thinks it's totally normal. Now, there is a human version of that, okay? And that is exactly what you're talking about, Vincent. It's about, first of all, having the sound at a distance and And me being there, scratching her, you know, rubbing her down, brushing her, loving her, telling her she's wonderful, patting her, and all the rest of it. Well, this absolutely horrible din of, you know, AR-15 rounds, 9mm rounds, rocket launchers, bombs going off, barking dogs, sirens, you name it, is going on in the background. And do you know something? Within an hour or two, she was fine with all those noises and was displaying no fear whatsoever. And if you put that into the human realm, it's a thing of what I believe is called moving the Overton window. Getting people gradually used to things through the media that ought to freak them out and make them say, no way, to gradually where, well, I don't think gay people are so bad. You know, they've just got a bit of a different lifestyle. We're being trained just like that horse. These things ought to freak us out. And they are gradually training us, just like I train my horse, to not be frightened of things that we ought to be frightened of. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. And I often think that the reason that my values are different from most people, now I'm not talking about USA Prepares instructors, I'm talking about most people, probably the GDP is what I'm talking about. I think the reason is that I do not watch TV. Dr. Sheely doesn't watch TV. Gwyneth doesn't watch TV. We don't watch TV. We don't watch TV because, number one, it's mind-numbing. The information on TV is just, it is aimed at maybe the fourth grade level, maybe the third grade level. The sitcoms, the stoop-coms are bizarre. I don't think they're funny at all, and if they didn't have a laugh track, most people wouldn't know that it was supposed to be funny. Not that it is, but they miss the mark on humor, they miss the mark on education, and I believe that people who, here would be an interesting study, of all the people who watch television, how many vote Democrat? That'd be an interesting study, wouldn't it? Of all the people who watch television and movies, how many of them think that alternative lifestyles are just fine? And Mayor Lori Lightfoot, you know, is not a complete failure. She hasn't been destroying Chicago. Maybe the mayor of New York City, he's probably a really good guy. It's just that he's destroying the city. San Francisco is probably a wonderful place. If you close your eyes and watch where you step, that might be okay, too.
Radio.
It's not.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The tallies from the midterm elections continue in America. Here's where we stand in the Pennsylvania senatorial race. John Fetterman has projected to be the winner over Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do.
Republican J.D. Vance wins the Senate seat in Ohio. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp retains his seat in the Peach State. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be the next governor of Arkansas. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and Greg Abbott in Texas will continue in their roles.
We have rewritten the political map. thank you for honoring us with a win for the ages.
Tropical Storm Nicole has intensified and was very close to hurricane strength while it's heading towards the Atlantic side of the southern Florida coast. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
When is today's top?
Last day. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, in case you're wondering, what does Vinny do during the breaks? Well, he makes phone calls and he arranges for things to happen during the balance of the day. And during the break, I decided to see if I could do it. And I did. I got it done. What am I talking about? I made a loaf of bread. Okay? I put all the ingredients in the bread machine, measured everything, and hit the go button, and bread is starting right now. Kathy's recipe for potato bread. Truly extraordinary. And if you want to know what that was, just go to the last broadcast with Kathy, which was last Thursday. And you'll hear it, her recipe. It's extraordinary. I believe it was last Thursday. Maybe I should post it. I'll tell you what, I'll put it in the book. But next time she's on, I'll ask her to repeat that. Gwyneth, do we need to talk any more about subliminal messages, how we're influenced? I don't have any Nike sneakers. Don't have any. I don't have any sneakers that are red either. I don't have any fashion statement anything. Nor do I intend to. And maybe the reason that I don't is because I am not influenced by subliminal messages. Maybe. What do you think?
Well, I've actually got two things to say. Okay? The reason why you want to desensitize a horse, okay, or there's a horse-breaking method called bomb-proofing. The reason why you want to bomb-proof a horse is to make it a docile, reliable, obedient slave. You want to dull its natural instincts so that if that bomb goes off next to it, because this was developed by the cavalry. They didn't want their horses freaking out at gunfire and bombs. So the various, well, actually it was the British Army, the British Cavalry developed it. Maybe the Germans, first of all. The British really perfected it. They wanted to train a horse so that literally if a bomb went off next to it, that horse would not flinch. And it would be blown to pieces rather than jump away and save its own life. The purpose of subliminal messaging is exactly the same. It's to bomb-proof you so that you get turned into a docile, reliable, obedient slave. That your natural instincts are so dull that if a bomb goes off next to you, you will not jump to one side to save your own life. Just like that horse. I think that that is it in a nutshell. Now, if you are aware of that, then that puts you in another class and it insulates you to a degree against it. You may be subtly influenced. If you watch a lot of television, if you watch television, you probably will still be influenced, but even if you're aware of it. But at least you'll know that you're being influenced by it, and you will be able to turn the television off and not be so hypnotized by it. And if you know these psychological methods, you are a lot less prone to falling victim to them. You are put almost into their class, okay? And there's things you can do so that you are not one of the GDP, so that you are not one of the generally dumb public. And I would encourage all the class members, for one thing, learn to play chess. When you learn to play chess, it's not expensive to get a chess set. Or you can take that computer and play chess against the computer for an hour or two a night if you've got nobody else to play against. What playing chess teaches you to do, it teaches you to think ahead. It teaches you it sets up a wiring system in your brain that you're not just thinking the next move ahead. You're thinking 3, 4, 5 moves ahead, 6 moves ahead. And the better you get at chess, the more you are able to think ahead. And that's the whole point. And that's why the children of the elite have been taught to play chess for over 1,000 years. Because they wanted to teach their children how to think ahead, so they taught their children how to play chess. And if you learn to play chess, you will find that you begin to look at the whole world differently. And I would encourage you to learn how to train animals. Now, with me, it's horses and dogs. Mainly, but also I train my chickens, I train my ducks, I train all my animals, and my animals love me, but they're docile, willing, obedient slaves, but they're also my friends. But the reason why is because I've trained them. If you should train a rat, if you pet a pet rat, and you train that rat, you will learn so much psychology of how the brain operates by training that rat and teaching it a few simple tricks and learning how the brain operates. And then you'll go, ah, and then you'll look around you and you'll go, aha, they are all treating us like rats in a maze. And when I was a child, I had mice, pet mice, and I used to make little mazes for my pet mice, and I used to train them to go through the maze. And that was a simple lesson in psychology, but it was a valuable one, and I've never, ever forgotten it. But the mouse will do just about anything for a little piece of yummy food. And I learned how to trap mice, and I learned how to trap rats. And I learned more psychology from how to set a mouse trap or how to set a rat trap. And I learned about the psychology of gambling and how that relates to trapping mice and trapping rats. That they are gamblers, and you operate a gambling psychology when you're setting traps to catch rats and mice. And if you know that, you will catch way more mice than rats. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you say
absolutely.
That's good advice, what I just
absolutely.
Said?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our dogs are, when they hear gunshots in the area, they don't go toward the gunshots. They are concerned about the gunshots. So that's the next thing we're going to be training our dogs to endure, and that's going to be gunshots.
Yeah.
So they don't cower.
And that's what I've been spending the last... I mean, I don't have a firearm here, but I downloaded soundtracks of various firearms going off, and I took them down to the horse paddock. Bombs as well, rocket launchers, or audio sound of the above. Putting them onto, downloading the soundtracks onto my phone, hooking my phone up to a battery-powered speaker system, taking them down to the horse paddock, tying the horse up, and first of all setting the speaker system quite a distance away from the horse, and it would go through the first time. Oh, my gosh, what is that? See her going alert and all the rest of it. And then Mum comes up with a brush and scratches her and brushes her and grooms her and untangles her mane because, I noticed that she had a tangle in her mane and, scratching her ears and generally telling her what a good girl she was. And then the next time around, that the track would finish, which was about half an hour, and then the next time around I'd move it a bit closer and have it playing through all again. And then the next time around, I'd have moved a bit closer and then a bit closer. And then at the end of it, it was, the first day I did it, actually, she was in her stable so that I could control her reactions a bit more, rather than just being in her field. The first day I did it, she was in her stable. And by the end of the first day's training, the speaker was located in the rafters of her stable about 2 feet above her head, and she was totally fine with it, totally relaxed, just not an issue. 9mm rounds, AR-15 rounds, bombs going off, you name it, not a problem. And that is what we have been trained into a human version of that. And as I was doing this, I was comprehending, I see, and understanding that is what the television does. It desensitizes us to things that ought to disgust us. They ought to disgust us. And we are being subtly trained to not be disgusted by it. And because of that, our our reactions are being dulled and we are being made into docile, willing obedience slaves. That means less able to survive in the wild, because a horse that has gone through bomb-proof training is less able to survive in the wild. Because if it sees a lion, you know, if you're living in a part of the world where there's lions, let's say maybe where you are a vicious dog that's standing there and growling and barking and showing its teeth, the horse just going to stand there and look at it and go, you got to be kidding me. And the next thing you know, that vicious dog, which might weigh 50 kilograms, is going to be at that horse's throat. In the wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Gwyneth,
this reminds
me of the concentration camps in Nazi Germany that were set up from the Nazis in Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
Poland and, yeah.
The people got on the train.
Treblinka.
Why did they get on the train?
Right. They were at their absolute strongest before they got on the train. They were their absolute strongest after they got off the train as they were entering the concentration camp. They were at their absolute strongest the first day, and they got weaker and weaker and weaker, and they just believed that 2,000 prisoners could not overtake 20 guys with bolt-action rifles. Now, 2,000 prisoners. I mean, if I were there day one, I'd be saying, all right, look, guys, we're getting out of here. Now, some of us are going to get shot. We're going to kill them. We're going to kill them all tonight. That's what I'd be saying.
The thing is, they were physically strong, but they were psychologically weak.
Because they
got on box cars. What do you think is going to happen if a guy shows up with a firearm and a dog and tells you to get on a box car? What do you think is going to happen next?
Do you think it's, you know, when they say, let's go down to the station and let's talk about this, do you think it's going to get better when you're down at the station talking about it, or do you think it's going to get worse? We'll be right back. We're going to talk about King Charles and poverty.
Desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL,
5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, we have 2 items remaining on the syllabus for today. One is poverty in Europe and the inability to buy food. Because of inflation. And the other thing is, you had said, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you had said that Prince Charles, now King Charles, is related to Vlad Dracul and spends about half of his time in Vlad Dracul's castle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, you know what? He's admitted it.
Publicly admitted it.
Yep.
In public interviews, which are being broadcast on free to air television. So for all you television heads out there, you can go on the internet and you can search Prince Charles Vlad Tepes, T-E-P-E-S, or Prince Charles Count Dracula, or Dracula's Castle, and you'll find it. The clip of it is there. It's on YouTube. He publicly admits that he he's the descendant of Vlad Dracul, Vlad Tepes, Count Dracula, and he lives in Transylvania for about 6 months of the year during the Transylvanian summer, and he lives in Dracula's castle, and he says that he feels that he has a stake in the country. Ha ha. That's supposed to be a joke, I think.
Gwyneth, let me read a quote from ABC News. This is mainstream class, abcnews.go.com. Quote, Prince Charles is claiming that he is related to Dracula. The genealogy shows that I am descended from Vlad the Impaler, Charles said. Vlad the Impaler was also known as Dracula, which means son of the dragon, Dracul, in the Romanian dialect of the time. Vlad's father was a member of the Order of the Dragon. End quote. There's more to that story, but all you have to do is do a search on Prince Charles, because these stories were written when he was Prince Charles, before he became King Charles. Prince Charles, Dracula. And you'll find it. You'll find exactly what I just read. Gwyneth, poverty, starvation, hunger in Europe right now.
Yes. It's happening, and it's happening now, and it's getting worse. They are literally running out of fuel food, and electricity. They are getting many areas of Europe now. They are getting blackouts periodically for maybe 4 or 5 hours. And Rishi Sunak, who is the Prime Minister of Britain, the UK, has said that people need to get ready for 7-day-long power outages, electrical outages. Now, that's a real problem because a lot of people in the UK heat their homes using electricity. That is a huge problem for them because it's heading into winter. And especially the northern half of Britain, the winters are absolutely brutal. You've got no idea. I'm talking about 5 foot of snow on the ground, 6 foot of snow on the ground for months of the year. Brutal. That's what the winters are like. And that's totally normal. That's just what the winters are like up there. You know, and all the people, and there's millions of people who live up there. You know, Glasgow has a population of something like 1.2 million people. And Edinburgh, I think, is not quite so big, but it's there's still a lot of people living there. And it's like there's no trees in the city, almost no trees. There might be a few now. But back during World War II, when my husband was living there, if there was any tree grew big enough to cut down, it was chopped immediately because the people had no electricity in their homes because of the war, because of World War II at the time. And they did have fireplaces in most homes at that time. And they would cut up, I've mentioned this on the broadcast before, they would cut up their furniture. They had no tables and chairs and sofas in most of the houses and no beds because they cut their furniture up to feed the fireplace to keep warm, to stop themselves from freezing to death. Cutting off electricity, cutting off the food from these cities is going to lead to mass death. Over the coming month.
Gwyneth, please answer
it ought to concern
this question.
Everyone.
Has starvation begun in Europe?
It's begun now. The supermarkets are short of food, and what food's there is too expensive for the poorest of the poor to afford. They're starving. They're missing meals now.
Gwyneth, I'll see you next Wednesday.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.